It's time for the Christian Light School Program with Sherry Fossey. The Christian Light School Program is heard every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 on the Truth Network.
Good afternoon. This is Sherry in Haiti. I'm with Christian Light School in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, raising up educated leaders, Christian leaders, who will be able to go out and change the country of Haiti. Haiti has a very serious problem with illiteracy. The people are very smart. Oh, my goodness. I have been amazed at what people can do who never really had a chance to go to school. I've had people who can explain things to me and seem just to know so much, and yet I'm teaching them how to write their name because they never went to school and never learned to read and write. But they do not have a chance. Schools in Haiti are so expensive, and the average person, it's a year's income to put a child in school. So they just can't do it. The family will get four or five adults trying to live together and trying to do something to get an income. The country has a 65% unemployment rate, so it's very hard to find anything. But they're always trying to do something to get a little bit of money coming in. And then they will get together. One will try to pay the rent on the house. Another one is trying to provide food. And maybe somebody else will live in the house and try to sponsor one or two of the children to a school. We take children free of charge. We do not charge tuition. There's almost no schools in Haiti like that, very few, and the few that there are run by missionaries because school is expensive. You have to charge tuition because the government just doesn't have very much money to put into education. The Haitian government just does not have the opportunity to get the funding to make education free. I think they'd like to do that, but they do not have the ability right now to do it. So we are trying to educate children. We bring children into school, and the younger ones pay nothing. They come in, we provide the school building, we provide teachers, we provide the textbooks in French and in English. We provide two meals a day. We provide medical and dental care. We just try to take care of the child the best that we can, knowing that the mother would like to do all these things but does not have the opportunity. She's a good mama, doing everything she can for her children, but she just does not have the opportunity. Most of the parents of our children in Christian Light School are illiterate. They simply never had an opportunity to go to school. Some of them did go to school for a couple years. Maybe they got to third or fourth grade and then had to drop out and work to help support the family, or that the family simply did not have the money to pay for them to continue to go to school. They did not have the money for tuition. In most Haitian schools, the children pay tuition, they buy their own textbooks, they have to buy whatever uniform the school tells them that they have to have, with the proper shirt and skirt or pants, the proper shoes and socks even, required by most of the schools. They must be in uniform. And so many families just cannot afford to do this. So we bring children in from a very, very poor ravine area. When we started around that ravine area, maybe 2 or 3% of the children were going to school. 97% were staying home because their parents had no money. If they had money, they wouldn't have been living there. It's a terrible place to live. It stinks with the sewer ravine. It's dirty because trash gets washed down every time there's rain. Trash washes down from the mountain, and it's just really a horrible place to live. But it's government property, and nobody chases them off, and they don't have anything else. So they live there, and they sort through the trash trying to find anything usable. This is a hard life, And yet God loves those people. Jesus died for them just like you and me. And so this is where we work, in this sewer ravine area. It's called the Haiti Block Ravine Area. And it's called Haiti Block because there's a factory nearby that makes concrete blocks called Haiti Block. So we work in this ravine area. We bring the children, we take care of the babies and give them nutritious food. From the day they're born, we get them on vitamins, and as soon as they have teeth, we feed them. And then at 3 years old, we bring them up to school where they're getting two meals a day and proper medical and dental care. They come to the school with very, very little preparation. They don't know how to play because they have not had much in the way of toys at home. And it's hard to even give them toys at home. It just has not worked. So they come to school. They've never colored with crayons. They're 3 years old, maybe three and a half, and never held a pencil or a crayon. They don't know how to play with blocks. And so we give them toys. This sounds like a simple thing, but it's really important to give little children toys and let them learn how to play and let them learn. They learn geometry, driving little trucks along roads and coming to intersections. Intersection is a geometric term. So they learn their geometry and other things. Actually, these concepts start in a little child's play. The three-year-olds learn French and English. This is very important because the legal language in the country is French. All legal documents are in French. All government exams will be in French. But the children speak Creole at home. Creole is similar to French. And people who speak French learn Creole very easily. But French is a much more difficult language. Creole has about 5,000 words in their vocabulary. French has about 70,000. English has 100,000. So they're trying to learn these other languages. And God has given children the ability at a very young age to learn languages. Babies pick up language in a year or two. By the time they're a little over a year old, they're understanding what their parents are saying to them. And by the time they're two, they're able to talk. Well, children have a special ability to learn languages. And they develop a different center in their brain for each language. So we start teaching English and French when they are 3 years old. And they pick it up very quickly. They learn how to do simple conversations in French and English. And then in four-year-old class, they learn how to do their alphabet and numbers and counting shapes. They are learning the names of different animals, like the lion, the lion, giraffe, which is the giraffe. They're learning all of this, and they've never seen these things, but we use videos and pictures to try to help and teach. There's no zoos in Haiti. If you can't feed all your people, you're not going to feed animals. And so we try to teach them and expand their little minds to learn so many other things. And we do this through videos and through teaching these languages. So by the time they're five, they're speaking three languages. We put them into pre-K, and in pre-K, they are learning with the Abeka K4 program. They're 5 years old, but they are working in a foreign language. So we are doing the K4 program. That's teaching their phonics and everything in English. And at the end of pre-K, they actually can read a few short vowel words in English, and they're working on French. In kindergarten, they are working on reading in English with the K5 Abeka program. They're doing math, simple math things in kindergarten in the Abeka program, and reading in English. And they start reading their little short vowel and long vowel words in kindergarten. And then they also are learning to read in French. By reading in French, this is preparing them for the future. The future of Haitian children must be the Haitian school system. So why do we use ABECA? Well, because ABECA is a Christian school system. Every lesson teaches them something about Jesus. If they're doing math word problems, it may be that Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters. How many children did Job have? And so they're learning and they're using Bible examples. The ABECA science book, every chapter starts out with a verse. And if they're studying animals, it'll say, you know, for the verse from Genesis where God created animals. It'll say, if they're studying biology and studying the human body, it'll say that God created man. So the ABECA system teaches from a Christian perspective. It also expands their education, because by using the ABECA, they teach so many things that may not be in other curriculum. They teach world geography. They teach what happens in different political systems, where the Haitian system basically teaches Haitian history and Haitian geography and Haitian history and Haitian geography and Haitian history. By using the ABECA, they're getting more information about the rest of the world and other areas. They may take a chapter and study the countries of the Middle East. They study China and other places, which it's important for them to know more about, because if they're going to work as leaders in the country, they need to know more about other countries. But the thing I like best about the ABECA is that every lesson is based on the Bible. They teach what the Bible says. But these children live in Haiti, and we want them to be leaders in Haiti. We are not preparing them to leave. We are preparing them to stay. Oh, it's the dream of every young Haitian person. How do you spell heaven? M-I-A-M-I. Miami. That's not heaven. We want them to grow up to become leaders in their own country, to be Christian leaders who will go out and change and do other things. So we use both the ABECA system and we use the Haitian system. So by the end of kindergarten, they are reading in both French and Creole. Not Creole, English. They're reading in French and English. In first grade, we have an amazing first grade teacher. He himself has not been able to finish high school, and yet he is doing an amazing job teaching these children how to read in French, English, and Creole. They come out of first grade. They are fluent in 3 languages. I've been walking by, and they had Bibles out. And just before, just about a week ago, I walked by, and they were reading the Bible in French. And I just think that this is amazing that he has them able to do that in first grade. They read the Bible in French, English, and Creole. We want them to understand it and to know what it says directly from the Bible. We have a second grade teacher who continues this. She works in the Haitian system and does French math and French English. Now, 2 + 3 = 5 in whatever language you're studying. So some of it overlaps, but then there's other things in the book that do not overlap, and some things are more emphasized in the American math book and not in the Haitian book. And then they have some things in the Haitian book that we don't have in the American book. So these children are actually getting a double education. They read in both French and English, and so this opens up so much. They read also in Creole, but there is not a lot that we can get for them to read in Creole, but it's important for them to be able to do it, although we do not have like library books and things like that in Creole. So they do study it, but there's a limit. Their main languages are French and English. And so they go to the library. We start in kindergarten with the children going to the library and taking out books and looking at books. We have a wonderful library, and most of our books are in English, because when somebody's children grew too old for their books, they would donate them to us, and we get them down to Haiti and put them in the library. We've had a harder time getting books in French, but about a year ago, we were able to buy 2,000 books in French from the University of Quisqueya in Port-au-Prince, and we got those books for about 50 cents a piece, which was quite a bargain. So we do have a library with about 5,000 books in it, and our children are able to go and take out books in French and English and read, and they learn so much doing that. In second grade, we start sign language for the deaf. There's a huge population in Haiti of deaf people, and they just cannot do things because there's not much help for them. If they are sick, what are they going to do? They can't go to the doctor if he can't understand them. There's very few places for them to go. If there's something going on in the street, they cannot communicate to the policeman or anybody. It's very, very difficult. And so we are teaching all of our children sign language for the deaf. We use the American Sign Language. It's actually from English to sign language, because that's mostly what's used in Haiti. And so we have a sign language teacher who starts in second grade. She is one of our school graduates, and she is now an employee and teaching sign language. She goes from class to class and teaches these children how to translate for the deaf. We have some of our older students now who translate in their churches, so that now the deaf people are able to go to church and have somebody there who can translate for them. We have some of them translate if medical teams come down. They'll ask for translators so that they can also work with the deaf people. And we can schedule a day that deaf people are able to go to a medical clinic. Some of them, they just have been not knowing what to do, trying to get help, because they have such a lack of communication because they are deaf. So if we can raise up so many students who are able to, whatever they do in the future, they have this ability in them to be able to communicate with the deaf, that's going to open up the future for the deaf people in Haiti. Our real desire would be that they could start getting the best medical care, but there's nowhere to do the surgeries on their ears that needs to be done to help these people. They do not have the medical equipment. So we are doing what we can. By third grade, our children are required to be reading on a high level in French, English, and Creole. One of the things that is helping a lot is that we have a computer lab, and all of our students, starting in kindergarten, go to the computer lab to learn how to use computers. Oh, Haiti is so different than the United States. They don't have computers at home. They don't have electricity. So how could they have computers? When you don't eat every day, you certainly don't worry about buying computers. And so we take our children to the computer lab where they learn how to use computers. And then we have a church in Callahan, Live Oak Baptist Church, is sponsoring our children on a program called Achieve 3000, where they are learning how to comprehend what they read. It's teaching them these different comprehension skills, which the teachers in Haiti kind of have a hard time with. In Haiti, the school system is memorize the book, just memorize it. You don't have to understand it, just memorize it. And then put it out on a test and go out in the world and forget it because you didn't understand it. We want our students to comprehend. And so we do comprehension skills with both the teachers and the students. And we want them understanding what is the main idea of that paragraph. How do you contrast and compare things? How do you put them in the proper order? What's first, second, last? And this program is helping our students to learn those skills. If they learn it in English through the Achieve program, they will be able to also do this in French, and it will help them all through life. If they are able to go to university someday, it will make a big difference in their life. Our students continue through elementary using both the French and the English systems. By fifth grade, they're studying Old World history and geography in the Abeka, which is teaching them all about Europe, Asia, Africa, and Australia. In sixth grade, they still do the New World history, but we're finding that there's more and more that they must do in the French. In seventh grade, they start Spanish. And so now, by seventh grade, they have five languages. In ninth grade, they have to take a national exam. And the exam is in French, and it's based on the French curriculum. So as we get to 7th and 8th grade, we still include many of the American subjects, but our emphasis must be on the Haitian school system so that they will pass these national exams. The average last year on the 9th grade exam was out of 1,600 points. The average was about 780. You had to have 800 to pass. Our lowest score was 950, and all of the rest of the students in that class scored over 1,000, and a couple of them scored over 1,200. They did amazingly well because they had this good basis coming up from the elementary school. In high school, we do more and more in French so that we can prepare them to pass the national exam, which is called PHILO. That is at the end of 13th grade. It actually takes them 17 years to get through our school. Three-year-olds, four-year-olds, pre-K, kindergarten, and 13 grades. It's extremely important for them to get through the 13th grade and pass this PHILO exam. Last year, one-third of the students in the country passed PHILO. We had 80%. We're hoping this year to get 100% so that they can all do it. If we can prepare them, they will do well on this test. They really need to be in the Haitian system. What is our goal? To raise up students, Christian students, who will leave the country and go to Miami? No. Our goal is to raise up Haitian students who will stay in Haiti and maybe have the possibility to go to a Haitian university and possibly someday be somebody very important, having influence to be able to help other people. If our students pass PHILO, then they have a chance to go to any of the Haitian universities or postgraduate schools. This makes a huge difference in their life. And then it's so much more possible if they are in the Haitian university. How much does it cost to go to a university in the United States? Even a junior college. What is it? $10,000 a year? $15,000? $20,000? $30,000? $50,000 a year to go to a university? In Haiti, they can go to one of the best, and the tuition is about $1,000 a semester. It's much more manageable. We are also sponsoring some of our students to Haitian University. We have our Haitian school director and assistant director, the principal and assistant principal. We are sponsoring both of them to Haitian universities so that they can become better prepared and be better able to do what they're doing. We have some of our graduates that we're trying to sponsor to Haitian universities so that they can become somebody important in their country and use the love that they have for Jesus to serve their people and take care of others. Because that's our goal, raising up Christian leaders for the country of Haiti. What would happen if every year we sent out one class of students going out into that country, these are the educated people. These are the ones who have opportunity to get high positions. These are the ones who will be making the decisions in the future, and they have Jesus in their hearts because we do Bible study every day. Our teachers have Bible study before school starts. We have devotion early in the morning. Our students have Bible study every day. The little ones use the Abeka picture cards, and the teacher tells them the story in Creole so that they will understand it. And then as they get older, we have local pastors who come in, pastors who are trained in an excellent Bible school, that we have seen what they teach and we know that it's good, it's straight from the Bible. They come in and they teach all of our students from fourth grade up so that our students are getting the Word of God in their life every day. We have students who tell us that they have to go to their Sunday school meeting on Saturday because they're teaching Sunday school. Some of our students are just in high school and they are teaching Sunday school because they know their Bible better than anybody else in the church. We have students who are translating for the deaf in church. We have students who are leading little VBS programs. I had a boy one time, he was 12 years old. He says, "Miss Sherry, can I use some of the pictures? I'm going out to my father's village and there's nothing to do. I want to have VBS for the children who are there." And we gave him some pictures to take home with him. And he went out, and 12 years old, he led VBS. He and his brother ended up leading VBS for a week. And it gave him something to do, and yet he was sharing the love of Jesus. This is what we're about, equipping people to do whatever it is that God wants them to do. I don't know what all these children are going to be. And we don't ask students, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's okay to ask the little ones, and they can dream big because we have a big God. But we don't ask our high school students, what do you want to be when you grow up? We ask them, what does God want you to be? And so we're trying to equip these students to be whatever God wants them to be. We have no idea what that might be. What could Almighty God, what plans could He have for their future? We are just laying a foundation and giving the ability to go out and to do great things and to serve Almighty God with whatever He gives them to do. They may be pastors, evangelists, doctors, lawyers. We have no idea. Senators, president, we don't know what they can become. But they need help, starting as little babies, being prepared to be whatever God wants for them, and being able to go out and serve the Lord in whatever the Lord wants them to do. And so they come to Christian Light School, and we try to give them the best education. We try to keep their nutrition where they become strong, healthy, physically, mentally, and spiritually. We want to send out mighty men and women graduating from high school, ready to serve the Lord. This is Christian Light School, and our website is ChristianLightHaiti.org.
You've been listening to the Christian Light School Program with Sherry Fossey. The Christian Light School Program is heard every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 on the Truth Network.